USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The chief of police in Aurora, Illinois, says five people died and five officers were wounded in that mass shooting at a manufacturing facility before the gunman was also killed. Aurora Mayor Richard Urban says his community is hurting.
Our hearts go out to the victims in this horrific tragedy. Our prayers to their families during what I'm sure will be a long and painful healing process. But we will heal.
The gunman, identified as 45-year-old Gary Martin, an employee at the Henry Pratt Company, no motive has been given for that shooting. President Donald Trump says signing a national emergency to get funds for his border wall will help keep unsavory people from crossing the border illegally.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi say it's another demonstration of President Trump's naked contempt for the rule of law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy to follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former Republican Governor of Massachusetts Bill Weld says he's ready to challenge President Trump in 2020.
Because of the many concerns I've talked about, I have established an exploratory committee to pursue the possibility of my running for the presidency of the United States as a Republican in the 2020 election.
Weld is critical of Trump, calling him a president who openly praises and encourages despotic and authoritarian leaders, has railed against the very idea of the rule of law, and has failed to call out and denounce appalling instances of racism. Stocks surged on Wall Street after U.S. and Chinese officials agreed to continue trade talks in Washington next week. President Trump in the White House Rose Garden.
We're a lot closer than we ever were in this country with having a real trade deal. We're covering everything, all of the points that people have been talking about for years that said couldn't be done, whether it was theft or anything, the unfairness.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Joseph Votel, the U.S. commander who's been leading the war against ISIS, says he disagreed with President Trump's decision to pull troops out of Syria and warned that the terror group was far from defeated. Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii tells CNN the troops should stay until the job is done.
Oh, I know that there are troops on the ground. There are missions on the ground happening as we speak right now that are continuing to take out some of those very last strongholds that ISIS has in Syria. Those should be completed and our troops should come home.
Votel, speaking exclusively to CNN from Oman Friday, said the caliphate still has leaders, fighters, facilitators, resources, so our continued military presence is necessary to continue to go after that network. A legendary American statesman is laid to rest. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Several days of tributes and services for the longest-serving member of Congress in history, concluding on Friday morning, as former Congressman John Dingell was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. Dingell, who died recently at 92, had served 59 years on Capitol Hill. On Tuesday, a funeral was held in his hometown of Dearborn, Michigan. On Thursday, a service held in Washington, D.C., where former President Bill Clinton said of the Democrat,
"He understood that the trust he was given as a member of Congress representing his people was first and foremost a job."
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.